wait for the train, Papa.
Just a few more minutes, Mother. Is he in bad trouble, that hero of yours? Arrested? And convicted?
Yes, Papa, but he did nothing wrong. He cares nothing for himself. Everything he does is for other people.
But if he did nothing wrong, he wouldn't be in trouble.
Papa, how can you say that? What wrongs did Joseph do, Papa, and Abraham and Moses? And they had troubles.
Why won't you tell me where he is now, this Joseph of yours?
It is far, Papa. Terribly far. He is in a settlement in Siberia.
Siberia? And he asks you to leave your father and mother and join him in that frozen wasteland and marry him there?
No, Papa. He did not ask me to go. I want to go. I want to help him in his work, Papa. The greatest work a man can do.
But huddle, baby.
Papa. How can I hope to make you understand why I do what I do? Why I must travel to a distant land? Content to be as I was, where I was, close to the people who are close to me, here in the home I love. Who could see that a man would come who would change the shame of my dream?
Be there to perform a ceremony out there in that wilderness.
Papa, I promise we will be married under a canopy.
No doubt a rabbi or two was also arrested. Well, give him my regards, that Moses of yours. I always thought he was a good man. Tell him I rely on his honor to treat my daughter well. You tell him that. Then we shall leave it in his hands. Take good care of her. See that she dresses warm.
Rabbi, did you hear the news? A new arrival at Matzels and Seitels.
Really?
Mazel tov.
Shato, where are you going? What's going on?
To my son Matzels, there's a new arrival. I want to see it. I'm the mother. I want to go to my son. Oh, here comes my son Matzels.
Mazel tov.
Mazel tov.
You got it.
I got it.
Beautiful.
I know. Look how even the stitches are.
Oh, beautiful.
I know. No longer will my clothes be made by hand, only by machine. Oh. Rabbi, look.
Rabbi.
My new sewing machine.
Mazel tov. Mazel tov.
Rabbi, is there a blessing for a sewing machine?
A blessing for a sewing machine. There's a blessing for everything. Oh. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Fedka.
I came for my shirts.
I'll get them.
I got my new sewing machine. Come look.
A sewing machine? Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
Here are your shirts.
Thank you.
Show me how it works.
Come on in.
I will, but I'm afraid.
Chava, let me talk to your father.
No, that would be the worst thing. I'm sure of it.
Let me try.
No, I'll talk to him, Fiedka. I promise.
Good afternoon, sir.
afternoon.
Good day.
Good day. And what were you two talking about?
Nothing, Papa. We were just talking. Papa, Fieck and I have been friends now for a long time now, and...
Papa, I would prefer if you would remain friends from a distance. You must not forget who you are and who that man is.
He has a name, Papa.
Of course. All creatures on Earth have a name.
Fieck is not a creature, Papa. Fieck is a man.
So who says he isn't? It's just that he's a different kind of man. As the good book says, each shall seek his own kind. Which translated means a bird may love a fish. But where would they build a home together?
The world is changing, Papa.
No, Chava. Some things do not change for us. Some things will never change.
Way, Papa.
We?
Fieck and I. We want to be married.
Are you out of your mind? Do you realize what you're saying? Marrying outside of the faith?
But Papa...
No, Chava. Never talk about this again. Never mention his name again. Never see him again. Do you understand me? Never!
Yes, Papa. I understand you.
Oh, you're finally here. Well, it's late. Let's go home. It's time for supper.
I want to see Muttel's new machine.
You'll see it some other time. It's late.
Quiet, woman, before I get angry. And when I get angry, even flies don't dare to fly.
I am very frightened of you. So, after supper, I'll faint. Meanwhile, let's go home.
Golda? I am the man in the family. I am the head of the house. And I want to see Muttel's new machine now! Now let's go home. How long will that miserable horse of mine complain about his leg? Oh, dear God, if I can walk on two legs, why can't he on three? Now, I know I'm very upset about my horse. He is one of your creatures. He has the same rights I have. The right to be sick, the right to be hungry, and the right to work like a horse. Oh, dear God, I am sick and tired of pulling this cart. I know. I should push it a while.
Tavia! Tavia!
What is it?
Tavia, it's Chava. She left home this morning with Fietka.
What?
I looked all over for her. I even went to the priest. And he told me they were married.
Married? Go home, Gold. We have other children at home. You have work to do, I have work to do. Go home. Chava is dead to us. We will forget her. Now go home. Go home.
little bird, little Havala. I don't understand what's happening today. Everything is all a blur. All I can see is a happy child, the sweet little bird you were, Havala, Havala. Little bird, little Havala, you were always such a pretty little thing, everybody's favorite child. Kind and affectionate, what a sweet little bird you were, Havala, Havala. Can I accept them? Can I deny everything that I believe in? On the other hand, can I deny my own daughter? On the other hand, how can I turn my back on my faith, my people? If I try to bend that far, I will break. On the other hand, there is no other hand. No, Chava, no, no, no!
Trisha.
Later, their futures will be all signed and sealed.
All right. Which one for which one?
What's the difference? Take your pick.
What are you the one?
Golda! Golda, it's Reptilia home.
Yes, but he's inside. Why? Is there some trouble?
Call your father.
Tell your parents. I'll talk to them later. Go.
What's the matter? Why is everybody gathered around like a bunch of goats?
Reptilia, have you seen the constable today?
No, why? Well, there were rumors in town, and we thought because he's your friend, you would know what is and what is not.
What rumors?
Someone from Zolotin told me that there was an edict issued in Petrograd, and that all... Shh.
Ah, welcome, Your Honor. And what's the good news in the world?
I see you have company.
They are my friends.
It's just as well. What I have to say is for their ears also. Javier, how much time do you need to sell your house? And all your household goods?
Sell the house? What for?
Why should I sell my house? Is it in anybody's way?
I came here to tell you that you are going to have to leave Anatevka.
And how did I come to deserve such an honor?
You are not the only one, of course, but all of you.
Oh, all of us? What have we done?
First, I thought you would be saved because of your daughter, Hava.
My daughter is dead.
I understand. At any rate, it affects all of you. You have to leave.
This corner of the world has always been our home. Why should we leave?
I don't know why. There's trouble in this world. Troublemakers.
Like us.
You are not the only ones. Your people must leave all the villages. Zolotin, Rabalevka. The whole district must be empty. I have an order here, and it says that you must sell your homes and be out of here in 3 days.
3 days?
And you who have known us all your life, you would carry out this order?
I have nothing to do with it, don't you understand?
We understand.
And what if we refuse to go?
Stay in our homes!
You will be forced out!
We will resist!
Fight! Against our army? I wouldn't advise it.
Well, I have some advice for you. Get off my land. This is still my home, my land! Get off my land!
You got 3 days.
Well, Anatevka hasn't been exactly the Garden of Eden.
That's true.
After all, what have we got here?
A little bit of this, a little bit of that.
A pot.
A pan.
A broom.
A hat.
Someone should have set a match to this place years ago.
A bench.
A tree.
So what's a stone?
Or a house.
People that pass through Anatevka don't even know they've been here.
A stick of wood. A piece of cloth.
What do we leave? Nothing much. Only Anatevka.
Thank you.
It's just a place.
Our forefathers had to leave many, many places at a moment's notice.
Maybe that's why we always wear our hats.
Uncle Abram, but he doesn't know it yet.
I wish you and the baby were coming with us.
We'll be staying in Warsaw till we have enough money, and
Mattel,
then we'll be joining you.
Be careful with these. My mother and father, may they rest in peace, gave them to us on our wedding day.
Come on, girls. Let's go inside and finish the packing.
Golda! Golda! Golda, are you home? Golda, I had to see you before I left because I have such news for you. Golda, do you remember I told you the other day? I didn't know where to go, what to do with these old bones of mine. Now I know. You want to hear? I'll tell you. Golda, all my life, I've dreamed of going to one place. And now, Golda, I'll walk, I'll crawl, I'll get there. Guess where? You'll never guess. Every year at Passover, what do we say? Next year in Jerusalem, next year in the Holy Land. You're going to the Holy Land.
You guessed!
And you know why? I'll tell you. In my sleep, my Aaron, he came to me and he said, Yente, go to the Holy Land. So, I'm going to the Holy Land. You know, usually I wouldn't listen to him because good as he was, too many brains he wasn't blessed with. But in my sleep, it's a sign. So I'm going to the Holy Land and you know what I'll do there?
What?
I'm a matchmaker now.
Right?
I'll arrange matches, yes?
Of course.
So I'm going to the Holy Land, darling, to help our people increase and multiply. It's my mission.
Sure.
So goodbye, Golda. Goodbye, darling. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Yanta. Be well. And go with me.
Maybe next time, Golda, we'll meet on happier occasions, huh? Meanwhile, we suffer. We suffer. We suffer in silence. Right?
Of course, right.
Golda, we'll have to leave soon. Come, Golda, we have to go.
Leave? It sounds so easy.
We'll all be together soon. Seitel, Muttel, and the baby. They'll come too, you'll see. That Muttel is a person.
And what of Huddle and Perchik? When will we see them?
Do they come visiting us every Shabbos from Siberia? You know what she writes. He sits in prison, she works, and soon he'll be set free. And together they'll turn the world upside down. They couldn't be happier. And the other children, they'll be with us.
Not all.
All of them. Come, we have to get finished.
First, I have to sweep the floor.
Sweep the floor?
I don't want to leave a dirty house.
Who have you?
Oh, Lazy.
I'm on my way.
And where are you going?
To Chicago, in America. My late wife, Ruma Sarah, may she rest in peace, has a brother there.
Oh,
That's very nice.
I hate him.
But a relative's a relative. Who, Teddy?
Lazy.
Be well, Teddy.
Shalom.
Well, Seidel, are they finished inside?
Almost, Papa. Papa, Bianca. But Papa will see you.
I want him to. I want to say goodbye to him.
He will not listen,
but at least he will hear.
Maybe it would be better if we went inside and told Mama that you were here. Papa!
We've come to say goodbye, Papa. We are also leaving this place. We are moving to Krakow, Papa.
We cannot stay among people who can do such things to others.
We wanted you to know that, Papa. Mama?
Yes, we are also moving. Some are driven away by edicts, others by silence. Come, Chava.
Goodbye, Chava. Fiedka.
God be with you.
God be with you. We'll write here in America if you'd like.
We will be staying with Uncle Abram.
Yes, Mama.
We will be staying with Uncle Abram. We will be staying with Uncle Abram. The whole world has to know our business.
Oh, stop that shouting and finish packing. We have a train to catch.
Quiet, woman, before I get angry. I don't need your advice. Seidel, don't forget the baby. We're catching a train in a boat. Put the bundles on the wagon, Bill. Sprint it. Hard, Muttle. Come to us soon.
I will, Papa. I will.
Uh-huh.
Come, children.
Oh, God, that we can leave these pots.
No, we can't.
All right, we'll take them.
Stop that! You're not in America yet.
Come, children, let's go.